This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom today, and I'm glad to be with you. Luke 12, verse 8. And I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before men, before others, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever denies me before others, before men, will be denied before the angels of God. How wonderful the scripture is. You have to step on one side or the other. Are you acknowledging Jesus? Are you telling people about Jesus? Are you doing it? Because that's the way we evangelize, sharing your testimony. You say, but I wasn't out of drugs. It had nothing to do. Who cares? I wasn't out of drugs either. It has nothing to do with drugs. It's what God did to you, what God did for you, how Jesus came to be your contemporary through the power of the Holy Spirit. So I wasn't drug addicted, but I have a testimony. And that testimony is mine, and I want to use it before people. I want to bring people to Jesus, and Jesus to people. That's what it's all about. It's not just about a nice feeling. It's about bringing people to Jesus, and Jesus to people. I'll tell you, the alternative is hell. We don't think about that, but the alternative is hell. Hellfire for eternity. I don't want to preach hell today. I want to preach telling people about Jesus to save them from hell. Only Jesus saves us from hell. Not Buddha, not Muhammad, not even the Virgin Mary. I love her. She brought me to Christ, but she doesn't save me from hell. Only Jesus saves me from hell. Oh, the blood of Jesus, the precious blood of Jesus. I just was with people my age and a little older talking about the blood of Jesus to them. The power of the blood. There's power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, yes. Not many people talk about the blood, but I will. I remember being on the radio with, I don't remember his name, and I said to him, you never talk about the blood of Jesus. He said, you do it for both of us. And I think he hung up on me. So I want to talk about the power of the blood, the power to save, the power to forgive, the power to heal. Oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. Do you know that you are loved with an everlasting love today? Okay, you messed up. Do you know that there's forgiveness when we mess up? There's a sacrament called penance that we can go to. And if we're not Catholic, we can just go into our prayer closet and ask forgiveness from the blood of Jesus. Do you know today? Today, that the blood of Jesus 2,000 years ago was shed for you. That if you were the only one in the world, he would have gone to the cross for you. Oh, yes. On Wednesday night, as I was worshiping the Lord at the choir loft, the crucifix started to shine with light. No one else saw it, but I did. And I knew what it was about. We've got to proclaim the cross of Jesus. We've got to proclaim the power of the blood. That no one who comes to me, Jesus said, will I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of him who sent me that I should lose nothing of what he has given me. That's the will of God. That's God's will for you. Not to be lost, but to be found. As I often say, The best thing about being lost is being found. Have you been found already? Have you messed up? Well, ask forgiveness. Stop beating yourself. You can't forgive yourself by beating yourself. It's not going to work. Go to confession. Let it all out. Put it at the cross, at the feet of the Lord Jesus. You see, beating yourself doesn't do any good. Beating yourself only makes it worse, because then you're tender and you're hurt and you think you're a penny waiting for change. You're not. You've been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb. So if you sinned, go to confession. If you sinned and you're not Catholic, go into the closet of your room and ask the blood of Jesus to wash over you. That's all you need to do, because Jesus forgives. Oh, yes, on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And you know what? He's right. When we sin, we know not what we do. I tell you, my sin is an infinite offense against the infinite God that is Jesus Christ. Therefore, if my sin is an infinite offense against the infinite God, I need the infinite God, who is both man and God, to forgive my sin. Oh, yes. To forgive my sin. You say, but you don't know how I've sinned for 47 years. It's time to repent. It's time to turn around. And it's time to give yourself to Jesus. You've reached a dead-end street. I can see it. A dead-end street. You don't know where to go. I tell you where to go. That's why you're listening to me today. Your where to go is to Jesus, who forgives sins. To Jesus, whose blood washes away our sin. But not only washes away our sin, washes away the roots of our sin. Oh, yes, you've sinned, and it's time to go back to Jesus. But I knew Jesus. I had the most great, the most wonderful experiences, and I've sinned. I'm not worthy to go back. Get over it. Just get over it today and run to the cross. Run to the cross. Don't wait another second. Just do it. No one who comes to me, he says, will I ever reject. But I knew him. I brought people to him. I did this and did that. And then I found myself in a terrible dilemma called sin. He'll never take me back. That's a lie from hell. It's a lie from hell. It's time to repent. Turn around 180 degrees and give yourself back to the Lord Jesus. Don't listen to the devil. Don't listen to that creep. He tells you it's too late. You've done it after you've experienced miracles. You'll never be forgiven again. He's a liar. Jesus said it. The devil is a liar, and he speaks what he knows, lies. But you see, you've got to believe Jesus. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. I'm also talking about people being healed. Oh, yes, there's healing in the redemption. There's healing in the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, God heals his people. I believe in doctors, but I don't stop with doctors. I go to Jesus, and I go to doctors. I remember when I was 13, and I was taking seizures. I remember that so clearly. They wouldn't let me in high school join the drama club because I had taken seizures. Well, I was sad. And I couldn't join the drama club. Well, I was healed. Thanks be to God. I was healed. I used to take several seizures a day. And you know how I was healed? Through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Hallelujah. You might not believe it, but that's part of my witness. That's part of my witness. Seizures stopped. The way they started, they stopped. One day, I was pulling in the clothes for my friend, and I took a seizure, and she wasn't even 5 feet tall. She pulled me in so that I wouldn't go and fall to the ground. That's real. That's real. My poor mother, she had a nervous breakdown because of the seizures that I took. But I never took them again. I never took them again. After about 6 or 7 months, I was healed. Oh, I took medicine. But I remember taking that medicine when I was ordained a priest, saying, I think I took this medicine long enough. Let me just let it go. And you know what? I never took another seizure. In the name of Jesus, people who take seizures, be healed today. In the holy name of Jesus. No more seizures. No more falling to the ground. No more not able to speak after it happens. Be healed in the holy name of Jesus. Oh, yes, be healed. Do I still take my medicine? Until the doctor says, don't take it. Don't take it. When he says, don't take it, you don't take it. I believe that God worked through the doctor. It's so simple. It's so simple. Jesus said, everyone who acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of God. But anyone who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. Are you acknowledging Jesus to people? If you're not, it's too bad. You're missing it out. It's something that's wonderful. You'll see people's lives changed, and you'll be the instrument. God is the power, but you'll be the instrument. You say, but my testimony isn't a big testimony. It's your testimony. Use it. Use it. Whatever God has done for you, he did it for you in the way that you needed it to be done. I say Jesus was a carpenter. And you know what? He made cabinets to fit each house, and the cabinets were different in every house. And people's witnesses are different in every person. Use what you've got. Tell people about Jesus, how he changed your life, how he changed your life, how he came to you while you were yet a sinner. Hallelujah. Don't fret that it wasn't because of drugs, that it wasn't because of alcohol. If it was, hallelujah, isn't that wonderful? Tell people what God has done for you, because people need to hear it. They don't listen to me on the radio. You do. But you listen because I want to send you out to do for others through your testimony. It's not about Father Tom. It's about Father Tom telling you, go out and give your testimony to others. Pray that people that you go to will be ripe. Oh, let them be ripe to hear the word of God. Let them be ripe to hear God's word, so that when I speak, they'll be changed by giving their lives to Jesus. But I'm not a priest, you know? I wasn't a priest from 1968 to 1978. I wasn't a priest, but I would tell people about what Jesus did for me. I wasn't a priest. I was a Catholic Christian. Hallelujah. And I had a witness, and I told them. I told them. It's time for you to come out of your box and tell people about what God has done for you, what God has done for you in Christ Jesus. It's time. had a cover over it for 100 years. It's time to speak out. People are lost. They're going to hell. No one talks about hell anymore because we're all nice people. Oh, no. Jesus said that hell, many people go there, and the way to heaven, few people choose it. That's what Jesus said. I believe Jesus. I don't want anyone to go to hell that listens to me. That's why I preach the power of the blood of Christ. That's why I preach the Lord Jesus Christ who saves us from hell. Yes, I don't want anyone to go to hell. But the Lord said in the gospel that many people choose that way, and few choose the way of life. So what does that mean? That means I better go out and tell people about the Lord. I better go out because I don't want to see people go to hell. You see, it's a matter of life and death, proclaiming Jesus. We don't think that way. We think, well, God will forgive. I tell you, God will forgive if I am repentant. He will forgive 100,000 times. But if I'm not repentant, he will not forgive. What did Peter say on the day of Pentecost? Repent, turn away from your sins, and you shall receive the promise of the Holy Spirit. Repent, turn away from your sins. Get to confession, go. Jesus said in John 20, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. Oh, yes, the priest has that privilege to hear the people as they repent and tell their sins to God and to the priest and to the church. The priest has the privilege to say, I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I have that privilege. What a privilege. But I know that privilege has been given to me never to hurt God's people, never to think that their sins are too big to be forgiven. Never. I am a sinner saved by grace. That's who I am. Therefore, when sinners come to me, I welcome them because I am a sinner saved by grace. And I want them to be saved by grace, saved by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, yes. People say, well, I won't confess my sin to another person. Well, Jesus said in John 20, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. I didn't say that. The church didn't say that. Jesus said that. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. That's what the Lord said. Isn't it wonderful that on a Saturday at St. John the Baptist from 12 to 2, people are going to confession and getting rid of their rotten sins and taking on the life of grace. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? You know, many places. And I know because priests are strapped for time, because there's usually one priest in a parish. So confessions are from 3:30 to 4. That might not be in your schedule. Then come to St. John's in Quincy on School Street and unburden your sins. Tell them and receive forgiveness and absolution. Hallelujah. I tell you, priests are available on a Saturday. Oh, yes, they're there to hear people confess their sins and to repent in the name of Jesus. But people say, I wouldn't tell my sins to a man. When I go to confession, I'm not only speaking to a priest, I'm speaking to Jesus. He represents Jesus. And Jesus said it in the 20th chapter of St. John. You're going to have to argue with Jesus, not with me. Who sins you forgive shall be forgiven. That's what he said, and that's what he meant. Jesus didn't mince words. He never minced words. He said what he wanted to say as he was doing the Father's will. You know, I want to end. I have several minutes. I want to end by telling you, you are loved with an everlasting love. You are loved with an everlasting love. On the cross, our Lord Jesus shed his blood for you. On the cross, our Lord Jesus said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. That's you. That's me. On the cross, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I tell you, there's no one like Jesus. And you know, once you've confessed your sins, he never brings them back. The Word of God says, as far as the east is from the west, so far have I put your sins. For as far as the east is from the west, and I call them not to memory. God got amnesia. Imagine. God, who has everything, knows all things, has amnesia. He doesn't remember your sins once they're confessed. Hallelujah. But if someone brings up the sins, it's not God. It's the devil. Oh, he loves to torment people by bringing up your sins. I tell you, tell the devil his future. He's going to hell for eternity. If he tells you your past, tell the devil his future and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid. That fool has been tormented people since the beginning. He is a tormentor. And I want to tell you today, torment is never of God. Never, ever, ever. But he's a tormentor. Have you been tormented? Well, it's not Jesus. Have you been tormented? It's the devil who hates Jesus. And because he can't get at Jesus, he gets at you. He gets at me. But you've got to know who you are in Christ. He is not a tormentor, Jesus. He is the forgiver of our sins. He is the one who carried the cross and was lifted up and drew all men and women unto himself. That's Jesus. Don't listen to the devil anymore. He'll tell you all what you've done that you're not able to be forgiven because you're too far gone. No, there's only one who's too far gone, and that's Satan himself. He's too far gone. He's too far gone. Not you. Not me, not us, by grace, hallelujah, thanks for the blood. You're not too far gone. And when he brings up the past, tell him his future. You're going to hell, and that's it. Don't say anything else. Don't say anything else. You're going to hell for all eternity. You see, he's been doing this from the beginning. You know Judas Iscariot? Do you know that he could have been forgiven? Do you know that? He betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ. And what did he do? He hung himself. How sad. Jesus would have forgiven him if he wanted forgiveness. He betrayed the Lord. Do you know Peter? Three times he said, I don't know the man. I never saw the man. I was never with the man. Do you know that Jesus forgave Peter? All of his denials, he denied Jesus. But Jesus forgave him. You know what Jesus says to Peter in the 21st chapter of John? Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. And what do we feed the sheep with? The Word of God, the Blessed Sacrament, the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to feed the lambs of God with the Word of God and the Eucharist. Oh, yes, it's not only the Word of God. On the night before he died, you do the greatest things before you die. My father said, take care of your mother on his deathbed. You do the greatest thing when you're dying. He said, this is my body. This is my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Oh, how many people have left the Eucharist. Unfortunately, it's time to come back. It's time now, for now is the day of salvation. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.